The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Steve, it is our last break of the day. Yes, it is. And we want to say before we get out of here and prior to your closing remarks, this is to Georgia. Attention, Georgia. Okay, we're talking to the state of Georgia right now. Here's the information you need for the Georgia Senate runoff dates. You can request your absentee ballot right now. December 7th is voter registration's deadline. Okay, you have to register before December 7th. Do it now. Don't wait till the last minute, okay? You see what they're trying to do with this national election and all this recounting and stuff when the winner is done. Okay, we know who the winner is. All right, December 14th, yeah, early voting begins, okay? December 31st is when it ends. January 5th is Election Day, January 5th, 2021. And we just got to encourage you to get out and vote, Georgia. We have to do it. Vote for Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, okay? We need those two Senate seats, please.
Yeah, and you know, this is all dependent. These two Senate seats are dependent on voters in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Now, the Republicans are doing what they do, the vicious, nasty, ugly, dirty smear campaigns. One of the people, the incumbent, Kelly
Loeffler.
Mm-hmm. Loeffler, she has no record to stand on. She's trying to get rid of health care in the middle of a pandemic. She's one of the wealthiest people in the Senate.
Yes.
I hate to tell you this, but there are not many, many rich, rich people that care about the average person. It's not a lot. There are some, but there's not a lot. And I'm just being honest with you. I'm just telling you how they think. It's amazing because most people who are in her position inherited their money from an inheritance of family. And most of these families, a lot of families that are wealthy, come from generational wealth. Mm-hmm. And generational wealth was created during the slave era. Mm-hmm. When you can own a business and you don't have to pay any employees, do you understand how profitable that business is? You have no health care, you have no employees, you have no salaries, you don't you ain't got to worry about nobody calling in sick, ain't no traffic. What? And a lot of them, not all, but a lot of generational wealth in this country was built on the backs of slavery. So that's why when a lot of these people, i.e. Donald Trump, get in the position they're in, they have no understanding, compassion for everyday people. Why? Because they've never been one. That's why this man can constantly make this statement, I'm the least racist person you know. You're not. It's just that you operate in a circle of people where your line of thinking is par for the course. It's acceptable. You are racist. You do make racist comments. If you just look at this man's presidency, and I've said this 100 times on this show, but everything Donald Trump has done, every stand he's made is against somebody who isn't white. I don't care if it's the Chinese, the ban of Muslims, the DACA program, the wall, Colin Kaepernick, fire all the NFL players who get on their knee for the flag, Black Lives Matter, the five young men in Central Park when he took out a full page ad to convict these five innocent young men, the housing act that him and his father enacted against blacks and not renting to them. Everything in this man's life, every major cause that he takes up has something to do against someone who is not white. Now, because in your circle of friends you don't call that racism, that doesn't excuse it. That doesn't free you up from the label of being a racist or a bigot. He is. He's proven it time and time and time again. And because he's been coddled and he inherited his father's money, again explains why he won't concede in this election. Because he said in one of his speeches, I would be embarrassed to lose to the worst candidate ever. Joe Biden is the worst candidate. That would be like a complete joke if I lost to the worst candidate ever. You lost to President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. You lost. But you can't say you lost because you've never had to face that. He's not even the businessman you all think he is. I mean, all these bankruptcies. Can I tell you, someone told me, a part of the reason why you get to pay $715 in taxes is because if a lot of your income is from loans, you don't have to use loans as income. I'm just telling you what somebody told me. But eventually, and the reason you take out loans is because you keep filing bankruptcy and people keep trusting you that you'll get it right. And he hasn't. Listen, at the end of the day, enough is enough. We've seen all we need to see for 4 years. Let's get on. Let's not get sidetracked with who asked for this package, platinum package, whether we want to be Americans or African-Americans. Let's not get sidetracked. We got some business to take care of in Georgia. You have to December 7th to register to vote. And you have early voting starts December 14th through December 31st. If you miss any of that, the election day is January the 5th. We have to elect John Ossoff and we have to elect Raphael Warnock. That's it, period. And then we can control some things and get some more sensibility back in the White House. He has to go. Enough said. Let's do it, Georgia. Let's show up, show out.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.